book Little Why, starting June 2nd, 1980, and going through to August of the same year. It's continuing the same technical problems of getting different clones or fragments, ALU subclones from the pseudo gene. It's been pure straightforward matters. Tuesday, June 30th, still thinking about Stockmeyer equation with a little parenthesis there. Stockmeyer for 2.0, parenthesis Jake. Jake was Fred Blattner's son, and Fred wrote a program to calculate the Stockmeyer concentration, a simple computer program, and he called that program Jake. And so we would use this little protein, this little computer program, to calculate what the concentrations of a vector and fragment should be to get optimum ligation. So here is an example of doing that again, Tuesday, June 3rd, page 3. But in this case, self-cloning will be no problem, so can work at 1/10 of the Stockmeyer concentration. And the following page continues with the result. Something that grew rather poorly, so it abandoned. Suspiciously slow growth, although their ligation was acceptable. Start again with a different batch of medium, but still no good. On the following page, so begin again with the transformation on Friday, June 6th. Continuing. Of which a variety of colonies were chosen. Number 22 on page 13 was chosen as, or a 3, 4, 22, and 27 were chosen, sorry, 3, 4, and 22 was chosen as positives, and 27 as a negative. Bacteria clone. You're trying to clone these, subclone these fragments. I got a note on page 19 that is my first recollection that of the mentioning of John Devereaux. He grew up number 4. And it checked out okay. That's not particularly important. I just note that John Devereaux is commented on. He was my technician for a number of years, and together was responsible for publication of a whole variety of computer programs for analyzing DNA sequence. In fact, the reference of all the references I have, the one I have with him on computer programming, computer programs for use in handling, in analyzing DNA sequences, of which he's the first author and I'm the last, has the most citations. I think it's up in the 17,000 region at the moment. John was not terribly good at computer programs, and not terribly good at DNA, but he recruited a first class computer scientist and was able to communicate with the computer scientist and with me on the DNA, so I would suggest what they might write a program for, and John could communicate with the sequencing, with the programmer, and together we produce a whole set of fairly simple programs which were published in various forms as the genetic computer group, GCG programs from the University of Wisconsin. And the name of the computer person was, the name of the computer program was Paul Haberle. And the paper eventually was called A Comprehensive Set of Sequence Analysis Programs for the VAX, V-A-X, computer, published in Nucleic Acids Research in 1984. So this is the first mention that I have here of John, so John Devereaux. So he was in the lab in 1980, and that paper was published in 84. So he was with me for quite a time. More work on plasmid 30.5 to get probes on page 21, July 1st, Tuesday. More probes, etc., in the next pages, and nothing very remarkable. Probes continue July 7th. Conclusion, perhaps look okay, but query doubt if PBR 322 in this is real, etc., but not important anyway. So probes were being made of various types. Ligations and Stockmeyer, July 7th, Monday, page 35. More probes, more minutes being processed. Nothing particularly remarkable, just continuing in the same way. A typical example of what was happening was page 44, the conclusion was that A, that was one particular clone, looks like PB3R322. And B, with a big check mark, looks correct. So, cloning. And following page, it says now that D looks like B, exclamation mark, that C looks correct, and comments on what they might be in making the probes. In his continuing a rather screwy gel on page 53, very much the poor gel, but the bands are quite clear. Bulk growths of these A, B, C, D clones, number 60, number 10, number 23, and number 27 on July 15th, Tuesday, page 55. Oh, getting back to some work with nuclei for DNA swan digestion. As Abe Wurzel's comment on how to do that type of experiment. And his protocol on the page 58. Cells from Natalia Bornstein, TLC L-19, July 23rd. I don't know whether we've talked much about Natalie, but She was a grand technician who worked with me for a number of years, and later with Bill Dove, who when I went to with my wife to with Nabuyo to North Carolina, Natalie Bornstein went to work with Bill Dove, and he always said that he owed two things to me. One was Natalie Bornstein, and the other was that I gave him the name of my physician, who was a top-class carer of people. But anyway, there's a mention of Natalie on this page in looking at cells, a mammalian cell. K562, one type of cell, and TLC, L19, another. Trying to make nuclei, but abandoned the experiment on page 63 and set up again in the following days. Isolating nuclei. Looking at DNA obtained on number one on page 69, Monday, July 28th. Concentration 2.23 micrograms per mil. A genomic DNA needs about 30 micrograms in about 100 microliters per slot. And that was the type of southern blot used at that time. And on the following page, 73, is an experiment with EQR1 digestions of different lengths of time on this type of DNA. One of the samples being deliberately contaminated with lambda bacteriophage to see that the digestion was going okay. As commented, that the conclusions, the digest all look okay, and the lambda bacteriophage is approximately complete, meaning that it had, the digestion had worked by 10 minutes, had given a complete digestion. So that's a typical experiment of that type. Page 73. And now the gels themselves are being tested for transfer on page 75 and 74. And continuing more gels on page 77 of these different degrees of digestion. 79, 81 more repeats, just different gels. Back to making nuclei again on Thursday, July 31st, page 83. And the concentration of nuclei obtained from K562, about 10 to the 9th nuclei per mil. But work on improving the quality of the nuclei, the quantity is good. Some thoughts on the results on page 85, nothing particularly striking. We this resetup of hybridization, Saturday, August 2nd, etc. Just continuing with the same general type of work. And a typical comment on page 99, run the experiment anyway, and underline next time phenol after the restriction enzyme. Alu repeat, repeated, Wednesday, August 6, page 101, and nuclei again on the following page. Various tests of trying to make a good nuclei over the following pages. Different digests from earlier pages were now being treated with S1 nuclease on page 109. Y97 ALU, RSA, ALU, and so on, various different things. And only the pre, one called pre, showed any hybridization. So that indicated problems. And repeating the ALU test, the only sure positive is fully controlled result is with ALU, which should give a shorter piece than the starting probe. Repeat of the ALU test, Saturday, August 9th, page 111. Going and repeating the work again. With the S1 nuclease tested Monday, August 11th, page 113, the result. Gamma Y89 pre was the only one positive on previous experiment, and Y111 ALU shows nothing overnight back on film. And so, first conclusion is repeat these experiments with a single copy probe. The pre is positive, and the samples having pre in them are positive, but nothing else on page 113. Continue in the same vein. Nine repeat of the S1 check with larger volumes. Nuclei again on the following page. S1 nuclease check continued, page 125. And with the comment, The digest looks good, but still nothing much. Most of the counts are at the die front. That's all that one can see in that particular experiment. So it wasn't working. And now another experiment with PBR322 clone 2.3. with the result saying that most of the counts are at the origin. Technical problems. /135 still having difficulties. Wednesday, August 20th, 137, S1 nuclease conditions with a very heavily outlined result, unambiguous result. S1 nuclease cuts off these labels. Try therefore and see P, etc., etc., and repeat 30.5. So, conclusion that it was back to stage one or stage W! !! No immediate answers. Thinking about re-annealing, cot curves, which were very popular about that time, C0T curves, that was re-annealing, and the time it takes for fragments to find each other, or single-stranded material to find its partner, and hybrid, and re-anneal. The more repetitive a fragment is, the more likely it is to find and re-anneal to its complementary or its opposite strand. More nuclei experiments on page 151, and it looks like that is the end of this book, ending on still trying to make nuclei. Book Y.